Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this channel, our goal is to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. And it really doesn't matter where you are in this journey. Our goal is that this show will help you learn something, even if you've got 50 doors or no doors. That's what this show is all about, giving the little nuggets that you can take with you. And I'm really excited because we've got a guest on the show today, and he's become one of our clients of the month at Morris Invest. And his name is Jibby George. He started his real estate investing journey just a little over a year ago, February of 2020. He started listening to our show and decided to take action. And now at this stage, towards the holidays of 2021, has three rental investments right now under his belt. And this is just the beginning for him. So I'd love to welcome him into the show. Jibby, welcome to the show. And so glad to get to see you face to face and get to hear your journey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Clayton. I've listened to your podcasts and shows for several months, and it's just great to see you in person and to have this interview this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. And I always love to hear different, you know, we all come from all different walks of life, you know, and no one specific one size fits all approach to this journey. And so that's why it's so important when people, you know, book a call with us for the first time at Morris Invest. Like, we want to know what your history looks like. We want to sort of build a customized approach to your investing goals. It's going to look totally different than someone else who's listening right now. But I think we can all pick up some little nugget from your journey to help us on this road. So why don't you give our audience a little background? How did you come to invest? How did you decide that real estate investing was going to be the way that you were going to build financial freedom and also build long-term legacy wealth for you and your family? Why don't you take us back a little bit?
Definitely. I grew up in the Middle East. I was born and raised in the Middle East. And after my high school, I moved to Texas for my college study, and did my 2 degrees in undergrad and a graduate program from one of the universities in the Texas A&M University system, and then moved to Houston in 2007. And I started my professional career in the oil and gas industry. And then in 2016, I went through a layoff. But during this time, both my parents, they were really encouraging me with my higher studies and to get a job. And my dad always said, it's not the job that's going to help you. It's got to invest in real estate. So I grew up listening to it, but I just didn't know what are the steps to get there. But then I stumbled upon your YouTube video back in February of 2020. And that was my beginning of my educational journey. It took me about 6 months to listen to pretty much most of the YouTube content that you had. And I learned that you had podcasts as well. So I make sure I listen to all your podcasts as well. So it's been a really great educational journey and learning experience.
That's amazing. Well, good on you for taking action. You know, there's a lot of people who watch the show, who listen, who might not want to take action, or they're nervous about taking action. What do you think it was? Do you think it was your upbringing that pushed you over the edge to go from listening to content about real estate investing, reading about it, understanding it, to actually start to buy your first rental property?
I'm not a big reader. I'm a big listener. I love listening. I love watching videos. So I really love the content that y'all put out there. Y'all practically show us, step by down, because I thought getting into real estate was, it is a big thing, but still I thought it was unachievable. You got to go to a professional school for that and learn it, somebody's training and stuff. But then the content that you provide is very educational, very practical. You break it down into practical steps that we can take. And that's what helped us in get into this journey.
That's wonderful. So you're working with us, and not everyone watching is going to work with us. We are only building 500 properties in a year. So if, you know, we don't have one for everybody out there. So, but you now have three doors with us, which is wonderful. What was that like, that first property you decided to buy? Take us through that process. Did you get financing? How did you come to select the property? Is it a single family? Is it a duplex? Take us through that initial purchase of that first property.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the hardest steps of the decision I had to make was after listening to the content and the practical ways that you break it down for the hardest decision was to make that first step of moving forward. So deciding to take action was the hardest step, to be frank, because when I kind of thought about it and shared that with my wife Maren, she was supportive of that, and I just didn't know what I was getting into. But let me tell you, you have a great team. Lila, Haley, Johnny, you know, all of them were really helpful. That initial call that was made, just kind of getting to know what our goals are, that was really helpful in helping me to think through this process and document, okay, why am I doing this? What is the reason that I want to get into this? That kind of gave me an opportunity to sit down and think through this. And you have a really great team that supports clients like us. So it's shout out to them.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very kind of you to say, and I'm sure I'll share this with the team and they'll be thrilled to hear that. The reason that we do that is because it's really modeled on my journey, you know, and there's not a one size fits all approach in real estate investing. Everyone comes from a different walk of life and we all have different financial circumstances. And at the heart of it, you know, real estate investing might not be for everyone, right? There might be something else out there for somebody else. I like to think it's the number one way to build wealth, but it might not fit certain people, right? And so the reason we go through that process on that initial phone call is to understand you and to see if it is a fit, and then to see what we can do to help you reach your goal. Again, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's going to be all sorts of different circumstances. Some people might have retirement accounts that they have access to. Some people might have bad credit. Some people might have good credit, but it makes more sense to do a non-recourse financing. There's all different shades and variations of all of these things, right? So for you, what was your why? You know, that was a question we'd like to find out from you, you know, our clients on the phone for the first time. What is your why? Why did you want to become a real estate investor?
Definitely. The reason I got into this was I needed that freedom be financially independent, going to work Monday through Friday, investing 40, 50 hours and being on call after hours took away a lot of time to be with family. Then we are heavily involved with our community here in helping the community in different outreach, just like food distribution and helping the refugee families here. So I think getting into real estate kind of give the freedom to focus more into what we love. I still love my job. I'm still working, but it kind of gave me a taste of what it could look like if we can achieve that financial independence. So in our case, we did not have all the saved up for down payment, but what we learned from your educational materials, and again, thank you for that, is the self-directed IRA. I never heard that before, didn't know that that existed, but we tapped into that funding source finance these. Initially, when I started, we did not get one, but we started with two homes invested.
Oh, great.
So it was a big growth.
So you got two properties in the beginning. Were they single families?
Yes, single families right across from each other.
So you got two single families, new construction, with using your self-directed IRA. So take me through that process a little bit. Did you have the self-directed IRA already set up, or did my team help you do that? Did you have it in a retirement account separately that they were able to roll it over? This is what a lot of people don't realize, is that they have a retirement account sitting there somewhere, an IRA, et cetera, and it's just been sitting there for years. And they basically think that they have to keep it left in mutual funds and things like that, but they could actually use it to invest in real estate.
Yes. So basically, it was the my retirement funds from the oil and gas industry that I was with, and it's the funds in that company. Your team was able to educate me more about how to roll that over into a self-directed IRA. Like I said earlier, you know, I didn't even know that we could do it, but your team was very patient with me in this learning process. They were on the phone with me. We did like a three-way call to the service provider, and Haley was able to help me in transferring the funds into the SDI. Yes.
That's great. So what has that experience been now? It's February of 2020. You picked up your first two properties and you added a third property to your portfolio. Obviously, in the midst of all of this, February of 2020 is when you started this journey. Then the pandemic hits. So you came into real estate investing at a very interesting time, I will say. I mean, so what has that been like for you through that process? Was it a little stressful? It was stressful for everybody. So tell me what you were feeling through that period.
Yes, definitely it was and it's still a lot of uncertainties. Like January, I mean, February of 2020 was an unexpected time. Has been through that before. But I think what really helped me was staying consistent with educating myself on these opportunities. You know, COVID kind of forced me to think about, hey, what if we cannot go into work in person? You know, I mean, so I had to kind of discipline myself in making sure that I go back and listen to the podcast, driving to work or driving back. Or anytime that I make time to listen to the podcast and educating myself. And then August, when we decided to move forward, my wife and I, we were talking, like, we don't really know much about this, but we decided to move forward. Never seen West Texas, even though I went to college in Stephenville, Texas, that's about an hour away from Fort Worth. It's closer to the area where these two homes were. So we were like, okay, after we purchase the home, first thing we'll do is go out there and take a look at what this place looks like. So that's exactly what we did.
Oh, great. So then you came to town after you purchased the first two properties. Tell us about the neighborhood. Tell us about the construction. Tell us about the team. You know, this is for someone listening right now that says, well, I don't know that I could ever invest in something that's not in my own backyard. What was your experience when you came to town?
Yes, definitely. Your team facilitated that whole process for us. We were able to meet with the lead person with the property management team, and she was really helpful in meeting with us. The two properties that purchased, by the time we got to Lubbock, they were already 10 in there, so we couldn't actually see the two properties, but we were able to go there, meet with the person with the property management team, to drive around in the neighborhood and see the construction that is happening as well. So it was a good experience just to be in town, just to see Texas Tech University over and the other large opportunities that's over there, and just to be in that town to see what that culture looks like. And it's a very friendly town. I went to college in a small town, so that reminded me a lot, the small town setting. And it's just a really growing market, a lot of construction's happening, and really love that.
That's great. Were you able to, so, I mean, it's both good. I mean, well, it's great that the tenants were already in the property, so it was cash flowing, but then you didn't get to see that particular house, but we build houses that look very similar on the same street or in the same neighborhoods. Were you able to go through and see some of the other construction so you can see basically what it looked like?
Actually, we did not go into another construction, but we drove around in the area. She was able to provide us addresses for the duplexes also that you're directing. So we were able to see those areas as well. And we've seen a lot of pictures. You know, the team had shared with us the progress of the constructions as well for the third property that we looked into. It's been a really good, interesting journey and quality work. You also did a tour of one of those constructions on YouTube. So that was really helpful as well.
Yeah, we have walkthrough videos of the construction. Everyone is welcome to take a look at on the YouTube channel as our team is building out the different properties. I'm curious so you did the self-directed IRA, Jibby. Did you also then do any financing associated with it?
Yes. So we did non-recourse loans for the two properties. Yes, so that's how we financed it.
So non-recourse financing, and for our audience that, again, doesn't understand non-recourse financing, we have whole videos here on the channel explaining non-recourse financing and why this is incredibly powerful. It's incredibly powerful, number one, because the lender is loaning on the asset itself. They don't necessarily care about you, right? I mean, they're backing the asset, and they're saying that we believe that this asset is both in a great school district, great area, it's cash flowing, so we are putting our money into this asset. It's not necessarily about you, the borrower. Also, they are there using their eyes as the bank, certifying that this property is to their standards. So it's almost like having an extra set of inspection eyes, an extra set of appraisal eyes, because they are putting their money towards this asset. Did you find that to be the case?
Definitely. And I didn't know that financing option available. Again, the only reason I came across that financing option was listening to your podcast and YouTube video. So I had to listen to one video, and then I go back and listen to it again a couple of days later or a couple of weeks later just to make sure that I fully understood what you were explaining. So I think that's why, it's important for the listeners to make sure to take time to listen to those videos. And then I would jot down the questions that I had. And when I do a follow-up call with your team, I would ask them, hey, what did Clayton mean this? You know, how do you do that? You know, and they would explain the same thing back to me, and I would ask any of the related questions that I had. So, never knew about non-recourse financing before, but that's an amazing tool. Just didn't expect to have financing like that. It's a really great opportunity, you know. I think everyone should tap into that, you know, getting two homes without even tapping into your credit history. That's simply amazing.
Exactly. They care more about the property than they do you, you know, think that to me, that's like a peace of mind issue too, to think, you know, well, am I buying something that's a terrible property? Am I buying something in a terrible neighborhood? Am I buying something in a bad, well, I'm going to tell you right now, the bank is not going to put their money into an investment like that they are not even worried about you with your financial history. They're looking at the asset itself and its ability to cash flow and its ability to produce, even if you are not involved in the picture. So to me, it's like an extra layer of security, having the bank involved in that way, putting their money into this asset to help you grow your portfolio. So before I let you go, I just want to hear about, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add, you know, and that's the extra level of confidence that we have. You know, if the bank is going to do that, they love that property, you know, they see that this is going to perform. You know, that's what gave us that confidence to move forward. And I don't have to worry about finding a tenant because the property management team already has a tenant already lined up. By the time the construction was over, tenants were ready to move in. So it just was just a matter of a couple of days where everything fell into place. So initially it was like, how does all this work? But, you know, we saw this work, and for a couple of months, we saw the checks coming in. Definitely, since it was self-directed IRA, it's going to my refund. But then once we checks coming in for a couple of months, we were like, I was like, okay, why not look into a third property? And for that one, we took into funds outside of retirement. So that was really a good process because your team already had vendors that we could work with. Y'all also provided vendors that we could go with for the home and for the loan process as well. And again, Addison was really helpful for that, explaining to us how things work and connecting us with the preferred lenders and then working with them as well. So it was really a journey, a learning experience, three doors. And then since then, you know, I've been sharing about the experience with my friends and families and just letting them know, hey, look into this, you know, educate yourself. I think my goal was not to force them to buy anything, but my goal was to give them an opinion about this, and then they can decide on their own to move forward, because y'all do a really good job in explaining and giving us actionable steps, you know, and that was really helpful.
Oh, that's wonderful. So kind of you, and so great to hear that. I have to ask you now, as your journey, three doors, we're heading into a new year. Where do you see yourself going from here? What are your goals over the next few years?
I learned from your team that there's going to be more construction and investment opportunities coming up beginning of next year. The ones for this year was kind of booked, or you know, where somebody had already
sold
got
out.
Those. So I'm looking forward. Yeah, sold out, exactly. And so because affordable housing is on high demand, right? So especially with almost everyone is moving into Texas now, and you know, the market is doing very well, and then huge need for housing. And what y'all are doing is provide not only additional material, but also the resources and the context in making sure this transition happens. And we are looking forward to learn more on financing opportunities. Would love to learn more about fund growth and about how to save on taxes. So those are more of the learning experience that I have queued up and would like to tap into those resources in the coming days.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's the advanced stuff there, right? Taking it to the next level on taxes and structure. That's exactly one foot in front of the other. Well, Jibby, it's been great getting to know you. I love hearing your journey. I love hearing your story. And you know, sky's the limit, my friend. I'm thrilled to that our team has been able to help you on this journey. And what would you say to someone who's thinking about just getting started with real estate investing, who's kind of nervous, sitting on the fence, been listening to the podcast for a while, not sure about taking action? What would you say to that person?
I would encourage all the viewers to make it a discipline to take time to learn and educate yourself. And let me tell you, one of the hardest decisions that you'll make is to make that first step in booking a call with Clayton's team and to schedule that. And they're going to be willing, more than willing, to help you explain to you what's, you know, how things are done, and making through that process of why are you want real estate. And it's all about building a legacy for your family, and it's really help you out, and it's going to be a blessing.
Well, well said. Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's been a real honor getting to know you and getting to meet you. And thank you so much for sharing your story with our audience.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Prince Clayton, for what you do and for and shout out to your team.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will give them your best as well. I love giving them great feedback. So thank you for that. And thanks to all of you for subscribing to the channel and making us part of your journey. I really love what Jimmy said there. It was, you know, to take this material and go back through, we've really given you everything here, I think, that we know on this channel. And we put them together in playlists so you can dive through it. And I love that what he was saying there, he would watch a video and then go back a few days later in case he missed something and take some notes. And then if you have any questions at all, when you book a call with our team at Morris Invest, we'll go over it again and help you understand it. Because again, we were never taught this stuff in school. I certainly wasn't. I had to learn this over many, many years. And that's what we want to help you do on this journey as well. So now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth.